This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Police in the Afghan capital Kabul say 21 people were killed in an explosion at a mosque during evening prayers Wednesday. A police spokesman told reporters another 33 people had been injured in the blast. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack, though the Islamic State group's affiliate in the country has been blamed for a series of similar assaults. The group has stepped up attacks targeting the Taliban and civilians since the former insurgents' takeover last August, as U.S. and NATO troops were in the final stages of their withdrawal from Afghanistan. The man who handled the finances of former U.S. President Donald Trump's business empire is expected to enter a guilty plea Thursday in connection with a probe of the Trump Organization. Here's AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Alan Weisselberg, the Trump Organization's chief financial officer, is expected to plead guilty to tax violations. Two people in the know say the 75-year-old has made a deal that includes his having to speak in court about the company's role in his alleged compensation arrangement. It's possible he may also have to be a witness when the former president's company goes on trial in October. Weisselberg is charged with taking more than $1.7 million in off-the-books pay over several years, including untaxed perks like rent, car payments, and school tuition. He's the only person so far to face criminal charges in the Manhattan District Attorney's investigation of the Trump Organization's business practices. I'm Tim McGuire.
Malaysia's top court on Thursday began hearing an appeal from ex-Prime Minister Najib Razak to overturn his jail sentence for corruption. The former leader and his ruling party were soundly defeated in 2018 elections following allegations of their involvement in a multi-billion dollar scandal at state investment fund 1MDB. This is VOA News. Najib and his associates were accused of stealing billions of dollars from the fund and spending it on everything from high-end real estate to pricey art. Najib was eventually found guilty of abuse of power, money laundering, and criminal breach of trust over the transfer of $10 million from a former unit of 1MDB to his personal bank account. Najib was sentenced to 12 years in jail in July 2020, but remains free while the appeals process plays out. A Muslim woman who was gang-raped while pregnant during India's devastating 2002 religious riots has appealed to the government to rescind its decision to free 11 men who have been jailed for life for committing the crime. The men were released on Monday when India celebrated 75 years of independence. They were convicted in 2008 of rape, murder, and unlawful assembly. The victim, who is now in her 40s, was brutally gang-raped in the western state of Gujarat, which saw over 1,000 people, mostly Muslims, killed in some of the worst religious riots India has experienced since its independence from Britain in 1947. Seven members of the woman's family, including her three-year-old daughter, were also killed in the violence. Dozens of women protested against the release of the men in the capital, New Delhi, on Thursday. The U.S. government plans to hold trade talks with the self-ruled island of Taiwan, which China claims has its own. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The announcement comes after an angry Beijing held military drills following this month's visit to Taiwan by U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Taiwan is currently the U.S.'s ninth largest trading partner, and being allowed to export more to the U.S. might help Taiwan blunt China's efforts to use its status as the island's biggest trading partner as political leverage. China blocked imports of Taiwanese citrus and other food in retaliation for Pelosi's visit, and U.S.-Chinese relations are at their lowest level in decades. I'm Donna Warder.
Repeating our top story, police in the Afghan capital Kabul say 21 people were killed in an explosion at a mosque during evening prayers Wednesday. A police spokesman told reporters another 33 people had been injured in the blast. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack, though the Islamic State group's affiliate in the country has been blamed for a series of similar assaults. The group has stepped up attacks targeting the Taliban and civilians since the former insurgents' takeover last August, as U.S. and NATO troops were in the final stages of their withdrawal from the country. You can find more on this and all the stories we're covering at voanews.com. You can also download an app. Just search for VOA News. Reporting via remote,